Stuck in the grandparent dollar admission test, Beharet could grit. Somebody who has a Beharet, he has a negative size that they grit. The minimum size for a negative becoming. And the coin locked him up to see if the Simon tumor develops. He was locked up for 2 weeks and no Simon tumor developed. So after 2 weeks, he was dismissed by the coin. Upasta kechati grit ba'oi. Bahalach minaom kechati grit. After he was dismissed by the coin, the nega did spread, and the spreading of the nega is a Simon tumor. And it spread by more than 50%. It spread the amount of a half a grit plus a little more than a half a grit altogether. But the original nega disappeared by the amount of half a grit. So now altogether the nega is one grit plus a little bit more. Rabbi Akiva mitame, the chachamim mitarim. Rabbi Akiva holds, the person is now tamei mukhla. As now the nega is larger than it was originally. Originally it was only one grit, and now it's a grit plus a little bit more. So it's considered as a pishyon, as a nega spreading, and therefore that's the Simon tumah and his tamei mukhla. While the chachamim are mitarim, the chachamim hold that even though the nega did spread, and it spread by a half a grit plus a little more, since the original nega disappeared by 50%. So now, we don't look at this as a nega that spread. And since the original nega is now less than a grit, so we don't pay attention to the original nega at all. The original nega is as if it doesn't exist at all anymore. We only look at the amount that it spread, and it only spread by a half a grit plus a little more. So we look at this nega as being less than a grit. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, it has not come at all. Even though altogether, the nega is a grit plus a little more, since the original nega is now less than a grit, we disregard the entire original nega and only pay attention to the amount that it spread, and the amount that it spread is less than a grit, so it's less than the minimum size for a nega to be tamei, and therefore, the person is tamei. Baharis kegrits, upashta kegrits va'ot, v'hochu l'ha'ayim. Somebody who has a baharis on his skin the size of a grit, who was locked up for 2 weeks, and no Simon tumah developed, he was dismissed by the coin, and after he was dismissed by the coin, the nega spread by the amount of a grit plus a little more. It spread by more than 100%. But the original nega disappeared entirely. All that is left is the grit va'od that spread. All that's left is the spreading of the nega, but the original nega is gone completely. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva mitamei, v'chacham marim teirah b'tchiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the person is tamei mukhla, even though the original nega disappeared entirely, since it spread by more than a grit. So now the nega is bigger than it was originally, so therefore this is a Simon tumah. The spreading of the nega is a Simon tumah, and therefore the person is tamei mukhla. While the Chachamim say we look at this as an entirely new nega, and therefore he would be locked up again to see if a Simon tumah developed, as according to the Chachamim, since the original nega disappeared entirely, even though the nega that is here right now is bigger than the original nega, we look at it as if it was a brand new nega, and therefore we would lock him up to see if a Simon tumah develops. Tach Nagon, Paradala, Mishnah Yud, Beharis Kigrit, Upasta Kigrit. Somebody who had a nega on his skin, he had a Beharis on his skin the size of a grit. And the Kohen locked him up for 2 weeks to see if a Simon tumah developed. And during those 2 weeks, no Simon tumah developed. And after 2 weeks were over, the Kohen dismissed him. And after he was dismissed, the nega did spread by the amount of a grit. It spread 100%. Besides the fact that the nega spread, also in the part of the nega that spread, a michya or seir lovin developed. A michya was in the part of the nega that spread healthy skin inside the nega, or there were white hairs in the new part of the nega. But the original nega disappeared entirely. So now all he has left is a nega the size of one grit with a simen tuma, either a michya or say I love it inside this new nega. Rabbi Akiva mitamei, v'chacham amrim teirah b'tchila. Rabbi Akiva holds, the person is tamei mukhla, even though the old nega disappeared, since the new nega is the size of a grit, and it also has a simen tumah, a mechia, or white hairs, he is tamei mukhla, decisively tamei. While the chacham holds, we look at the part of the nega that spread as if it was a new nega, and he was coming to the coin for the first time. Now, even though there really is no difference between Rabbi Akiva and the chacham, even if we judge a part of the nega that spread as a new nega, he would be tamei mukhlat anyway. As this new nega has a minimum size for a nega, at least the size of a grit, plus it has a simen tumah. It has either a michya, healthy skin inside the nega, or white hairs in the nega. So according to the Chacham, even though we judge it as a new nega, he would be tamei mukhlat. What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the part of the nega that spread is as if it was part of the old nega, or according to the Chachamim, who hold that the part that spread is like a new nega. What's the difference between an old nega or a new nega? In either case, it has a minimum size for a nega and has a siman tuma, so he would become a mukhlak. Mephoshim answers this question by saying that the difference is that according to Rabbi Kiva, since it's part of the old nega, when he becomes tar, he only has to bring one set of korbanos. While according to the Chachamim, we look at the part that's spread as a new nega, so when he becomes tar, he will have to bring two sets of korbanos since he had two different negot. Another difference is explained by the Mephoshim. That according to the Chacham, since we look at this part that's spread as if it was a new nega, in certain instances we are more lenient with a new nega. For example, we had previously somebody who has a new nega and it's the middle of Yontif, he would push off going to the coin to see if the nega is coming until after Yontif. That could be a leniency because the nega could disappear by the end of Yontif. So since according to the Chacham we look at it as a new nega, it has a different din than according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that it's part of the old nega. Baharis kechati grits. The ain baklum. Somebody that has a baharis on his skin, that the size of a half a grit, which is less than a minimum size for a nega to be tummy, and it doesn't have any white here inside this half a grit. No the baharis kechati grits ubas sara achas harezu lahas. And after he had this nega the size of a half a grit, another nega, also the size of a half a grist, developed right alongside the other half a grist. So now he has a nega that's a grist with one hair inside of it. He would be locked up by the coin to see if a siman tuma develops. As one white hair is not a siman tuma, he needs at least two white hairs for it to be a siman tuma. So therefore, he'd be locked up to see if a siman tuma develops. Baharas kechati grist ubas sara achas. No the baharas kechati grist ubas sara achas. Somebody who has a nega, a baharis the size of half a grit, with one white hair inside the nega. And after that, another nega, the size of a half a grit, developed right next to the other half a grit. And that other nega also had one white hair. Even so, he would not be tummy mukhlet. He would be locked up by the coin to see if a siman tuma developed. Now, even though this nega now has two white hairs in the nega, and two white hairs in the nega is a siman tuma, so why does the Mishnah say he's locked up? He should be tummy mukhlet, decisively tummy, since he has a siman tuma. The answer is that that with the white hairs is a siman tuma is only if the hairs turn white after the nega was already there. But in this case, since he had one white hair before the nega was a grist, at first the nega was only half a grist, and there was one white hair in that half a grist. That one white hair that was in the first half a grist is not a siman tuma, since that hair had turned white before the nega was a grist. So therefore, he does not have a siman tuma, and he would be locked up by the coins to see if a siman tuma develops. Baharas kechati grits ubash te saras. No the baharas kechati grits ubash sara achas harezu lahakir. Somebody who has a baharas, an egg on his skin, the size of half a grit with two white hairs in that baharas. And then after that, another nega the size of a half a grit developed right next to the first half a grit. And that new nega also had one white hair in that nega. In this case, also, he'd be locked up by a coin who would not be decisively tummy. Again, for the same reason. And that with white hairs is a siman tuma. It's only if the hairs turn white after he already had a nega the size of a grist. But in this case, the first two white hairs that were in the original half a grist had turned white before the nega was a grist, so therefore they're not a siman tuma, and he'd be locked up to see if a siman tuma developed.